WFRY Mobile.
W4FCM. Kind W4FCM.
Why Mobile.
KQ4FLY, this is N4IQ.
Yes.
Fine. Just got in my car and headed over to the Y. So, I think it's the first time I've talked to you.
I'm in the car. I had to go by the drugstore and pick up some medicine, and then we'll go to the grocery store.
Yeah. Well, too bad the sun isn't shining. It'd make some of those chores a little bit more fun, I guess. Sure isn't like it was a couple days ago. Right now.
Now.
Well, I've got a brother that lives over in Cowpens. Kind of over that direction, but not exactly, I think. And, let's see, KQ. You're the first KQ call I've heard.
Yeah, I got my license, KQ4FRY.
Yankee?
Strike Romeo Yankee.
Oh, FRY. Oh, okay. Then your call sign. Did you go through a class to get your license?
Studied the book and got them, and now I'm studying to get my general. I think I'm gonna try to get them next month.
And you know, it's just 90% of that's just persistent and studying on a regular basis. And anyway, hope you're successful in getting it next month.
Next door now, I'm gonna be out for a few minutes. It's KQ4FRY. It's good talking to you. Hope you have a good day.
Okay, what's your name real quick? My name is Bill.
Rhonda.
Rhonda, okay. All right, Rhonda. Nice hearing you. I'm probably about 5 minutes away from my destination as well, so hope to talk to you again. N4IQ.
N4FRY, and I'm clear.
Good morning, Bill. N0TR.
What you up to?
We're going to go down to Clem's and I and get Bernice's eye checked up since she had that problem, and then off to Aldi's, I think, Bill.
Why am I surprised, but not surprised about Aldi's or Costco? But anyway, how's she doing with her eye?
Hi, Bill. Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I can see some, like in the center of it's kind of dark.
Well, let's hope they can fix you up, over.
I hope so.
Yeah, we're praying for that. You know, it's I think without a doubt it's a result of that having that COVID at the first of the year, and then this happened right after the COVID. I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy person, but they've had a lot of problems with the COVID that's unexpected. Even the eye doctor said he wore the same contacts for like 20 years. And they hadn't changed. And after he had COVID, he said they went dramatically worse.
Well, it'll probably be a long time before we fully understand everything good that's going on with COVID. And it keeps changing. You know, moving target. But, you know, who knows? I hear a lot of things like that as well. But, you know, Bernice certainly hopes that you recover more of your eyesight. Yeah, other than that, are you feeling pretty good?
Feeling fine.
She talks so soft. I hope you can hear her, Bill. Yeah, and I've noted on some of the more radical things that I hear on the radio once in a while. While I'm shaving, I listen to the crazy woman on there. But some of the things she says make sense, and other things are just, you have to take it with a grain of salt. But they had some doctors on there this morning, and they said it caused inflammation of the blood vessels and that, and I don't know. She'd been doing just fine, getting her artery checked and her carotids every 6 months. And in October, they said, well, it improved a little bit. And then 2 months later, this happened, and they said they were somewhere over 90% occluded on that right side.
Thing is, you'll just never know for certain. Some things are just coincidental and other things aren't. But, you know, people's opinion on COVID and just a lot of facts of life. It's like you go to a trial, one lawyer bring in this expert, one lawyer bring in that expert, you know, and they say totally opposite things. Both credible people, or they wouldn't. Usually they would be expert witnesses. And, you know, who do you believe?
Well, I think you coined it right, Bill, when you said it's a moving target, because I just don't think anybody knows, and there's so many conspiracies out there now and drive you nuts. But so life goes. This is NZRLTR.
So, you know, you have to. I've got some friends that are just adamant that having the COVID shots are worse and cause in their families cause death and you know, disabilities and I don't know. I just don't generally get in detail about stuff like that because I'm not an expert. Neither are they.
I think you got it coined right, Bill, exactly. I don't get into that either, but I don't know. I got a nephew that's been a medical scientist for about 40 years, and he said my family will be the first ones in line to get it. But it's a freedom of choice, and you don't have to. But as many people were dying there when it come out, I think it was a wise choice. But like I said, I'm no doctor either, but maybe it kept us at our age from being hospitalized and that. One nurse I know that was a trauma nurse for 26 years in the emergency room, she said most, and she works as a nurse now at a hospital, a clinic. And she said most of their cases that come in nowadays are nothing more than kind of a case of the flu, like the regular flu.
I know when I had it, I just had sniffles. And I thought I had allergies, actually. But it didn't act like an allergy. Anyway, I am here at the Y. And let me go in there and get ready. But probably in a year after I have my last booster, I'll probably go get another one. Because I think it really helped me. Because I had, at the time, I had already had three of those shots. And my case is so mild, I've had sore throats, they're just a whole lot worse. All right, I'll say 73. End for IQ.
Okay, Bill. Pleasure's all mine, as usual, sir. I enjoyed visiting with you this morning. Thanks for going along with the ride. And, we're about 5 or 10 minutes out for our appointment, too. Have a good swim and a good day, and we'll catch you down the line. End for IQ, NZRLTR 73.
Hope everybody gets a good report. N4IQ, QRT.
N4DJC.
Yeah, sunshine.
Good morning, Jerry.
Me and Bernice are headed down for, or Bernice and I, however you're supposed to say it, are headed down to the eye doctor.
Thing is doing better. Hope you get a good report for sure. Tell you that, he got glad to hear in a hurry. It was, the sunshine was out this morning, well, not long ago. And, I mean, it's going to be a nice day. Day going to be every cloud in the world came overhead now, so it's, it looks gray and dingy outside. It's supposed to be pretty warm today, I think, though.
It's supposed to be warm today, and I believe tomorrow, but the rain is supposed to increase quite a bit. But I think it's later tonight. I don't know what it is about a weather forecast. I can hear it 1 minute and forget it.
Yeah, same here. I can't remember. I mean, I have the thing on my phone. I look at it on the phone, and I'll put it up, and when I ask, is this supposed to rain today? So I got to look. I couldn't remember.
Well, we're going to go to our favorite store afterwards. I think that's most of our guests goes to go into Aldi's or over to Spartanburg. That's about the height of our travels lately. Don't have any place we particularly want to go. And we don't drink, so we don't go to clubs. I guess we're kind of boring and dull.
I used to travel a lot, so I got to drive around and see a lot of parts of the southeast anyway for about 15 years or so. And I don't drive much. You know, we don't drive. We drove to Florida once, and you drive to Atlanta area back and forth a couple of times to Augusta for our nephew. Graduated from medical school some years back. He's finishing up his residency this year. He's going on to his fellowship in Seattle, I think, sometime later on this year. He's getting married in May, so we'll probably go to his wedding. I heard Chad talking to somebody. I don't remember who he was talking to now, but about how long it took to get a degree. Our nephew, our godson, just turned 31 in February. I mean, I think last Friday. So that's a 4 years of college, medical school, 5 years of residency, and still not finished. He'll spend a year with the fellowship, and he's going to be an orthopedic surgeon. But yeah, he did a rotation in Brisbane, Greenville. He really loves that place. He hopes he can get back there after he finishes his fellowship.
Everybody's crying for doctors, and they say there's a shortage of them. Well, that's wonderful, Jerry. I don't know how guys have the intestinal fortitude to stick with it that long. I was talking to the urologist down there, and it sounded exactly like what your godson's going through, the number of years he put in just to get to that point. And he was even a Navy flight surgeon. Really loved him. He's a great guy, and that's the first time I met him because my other doctor retired. Oh, we're following a white Avalon, just like our white Avalon. I don't know if it's the same year or not, but that's kind of unusual. But, yeah, it's cloudy here, Jerry. I'm going to have to go because we're getting near Pelham Road, and you know how that is. If I can get around this guy, I'll just do that. And when it gets busy, I get off the radio. But it's great hearing you this morning. Maybe we'll catch you after a while and give you a report on Bernice. And Bill was going to the Y, and he goes down there and swims, I believe. You take care, Jerry, in 73's. In 4DJC in 0TR.
Tail time. Bernice bring us back a good report. Hope things go well, and hope the traffic dies down. See, I hate Pelham Road. That's a terrible one. It's as bad or worse than Woodruff a lot of times. You folks take it easy, and hope you have a good trip to Aldi's, and probably catch you a little bit later on in 0TR and 4DJC clear.
When we get down here to the Haywood Mall, we only got to go about 3 or 4 blocks to the Clemson Eye Clinic. Yeah, you're right, Jerry. Behind the car with a Mississippi tag. Don't see too many of those. In 4DJC and 0TR's QRT.